So maybe you noticed that the gospel is from Luke. And last week, up until last week, we were hearing from Matthew. And because of the feast day yesterday, we didn't have a gospel from Luke. But we're going through now in the daily mass cycle with Luke. And we're back to the beginning of his gospel. So we kind of have to live in two worlds. Our Sunday gospel is from Luke, and we're getting to the end of his public ministry. And here we are in daily mass at the beginning of his public ministry. And yesterday's gospel, if it was been an ordinary day, was when he went to the synagogue and unrolled the scroll, proclaimed a prophecy, and said, "Today is fulfilled in your hearing." And then when he condemned the men for not listening to the prophets, they tried to kill him, throw him over the top of the hill. And now he's moving down out of Nazareth into Capernaum. And what an amazing scene this must have been. I mean, they use that word, astonished. They were amazed. These words oftentimes come up in the Gospels as the people were encountering Jesus, especially for the first time. And this is why it's good for us, as the lectionary teaches us, to go back to the beginning time and time again and to hear these words for the first time. And the reality of who this man is, Jesus, and the power and the authority of his words. To allow ourselves to be amazed, to be astonished at who he is and what he can do and what he wants to do. And so as we listen to that first reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians, I wonder what was stirring in our hearts as we heard these words. As St. Paul is explaining the difference between the natural man and the spiritual man. Remember, he's talking to the Greeks, who were the masters of philosophy, the masters of rhetoric, which means they were great arguers. You can imagine like a great court case and these lawyers going back and forth, trying to come up with the best argument. That's how the Greeks argued. And then sophistry, the pretty words, tickling ears and moving hearts, but not changing lives. This is the environment that St. Paul was encountering. And he's saying, I'm not coming with these flowery words that's going to flatter your hearts, that makes sense to your natural reasoning. He's saying, I'm operating on a different realm, this spiritual realm. Who can know the mind of God? Only the Spirit of God knows God. But we have received that Spirit, St. Paul says. Who has known the mind of the Lord? But we have the mind of Christ. When you heard that, were you astounded? Were you amazed at the reality of who we are as disciples of Jesus Christ, baptized into his body? Adopted into the reality that now we have the mind of Christ. There should be a clear distinction in the man and the woman who studies the scriptures, who lives the gospel. Our lives should be astonishing to the world. The people around us should be amazed. Not in some false, flattery, kind of prideful way that we see in politicians and even some people in positions in the church who seek to dominate and rule by power in the natural sense with a heavy hand. But the complete otherworldliness of those who've been enraptured by the gospel, who live in this world in an amazing way. When Jesus healed that man today, what question did they ask? And have you ever asked that question? What is there about his word? And when you imagine the scene that took place in the gospel today, if you put yourself there and you see this scene unfold in the conversations, and the actions and the movements. Can you imagine what it must have been like? That we probably would ask the same thing. what is it about his word? Like, who is this? What's going on? This radical newness that Jesus brought to them. And if we allow it, he'll bring it to you today. That grace of living in the Spirit, not away from this world, not aloofness, but bringing the power, the life-changing power of the Word of God into our daily life. This is what's available for us this day and every day. To hear these words anew. To have our hearts awakened to the reality of what God expects from us. To live in the power and the authority of His Word. The Word that's made flesh. The Word that dwells among us in the Holy Eucharist. When the priest says those words of consecration, are you astonished? Are you amazed that he is here? Allow that word of God to dwell within you richly, as St. Paul says. Don't settle for the natural man, the natural person's reasoning and logic and understanding. Allow the Spirit of God permission to remove from your lives, from your families, from your homes, from this world, all that is unclean, so the Spirit of God will dwell within you. And everyone will be amazed. Everyone will be astonished. They will look at you and say, what is it? What is it about him? What is it about her? And you can say, I have the mind of Christ.